the less frequented shelves in the armory. So far, we've cracked open the armory doors to throw some light on the common arsenal that pretty much everyone uses to keep themselves safe from vulnerability. Foreboding joy, perfectionism, and numbing have emerged as the three most universal methods of protection, what we call major categories of defense. In this last part of the chapter, I want to briefly explore the less frequented shelves in the armory, where a few more masks and pieces that form important subcategories of shielding are kept. Most of us are likely to identify with one or more of these protection mechanisms, or at the very least, we will see slivers of ourselves reflected back from their polished surfaces in a way that cultivates some understanding. The shield, Viking or victim. I recognize this piece of armor when a significant group of research participants indicated they had very little use for the concept of vulnerability. Their responses to the idea that vulnerability might have value ranged from dismissive and defensive to hostile. What emerged from these interviews and interactions was a lens on the world that essentially saw people divided into two groups, like me and Sir Ken Robinson, that I call Vikings or victims. Unlike some participants who had intellectual or theoretical issues with the value of vulnerability, these folks shared the belief that everyone, without exception, belongs to one of two mutually exclusive groups. Either you're a victim in life, a sucker or a loser who's always being taken advantage of and can't hold your own, or you're a Viking, someone who sees the threat of being victimized as a constant. So you stay in control, you dominate, you exert power over things, and you never show vulnerability. As I coded the data from these interviews, I kept thinking about the chapter in my dissertation on the French philosopher Jacques Derrida and binary opposition, the pairing of related terms that are opposite. While the respondents didn't all use the same examples, a strong pattern of paired opposites emerged in the language they used to describe their worldview. Winner or loser, survive or die, kill or be killed, strong or weak, leaders or followers, success or failure, crush or be crushed. And in case those aren't clear enough examples, there's the life motto of a high-achieving, take-no-prisoners lawyer. The world is divided into assholes and suckers. It's that simple.